If anybody want to call in, the number is right there. Yeah, support the homie. What's up, Bamboo? Salute to you and your queen and shit, Ms. Drew and all that. And Rakim the Great, thank you for showing some love to the platform, King. Definitely appreciate you. You heard? Thank you. Excuse me. I'm just looking at the chat real quick. What up, James, Hudson, Mochella, what's going on? LT Nation, Natasha, Bamboos, Boys Box on the Block, Straight from the Bushes. You said keep your circle tight. The streets are dead. Absolutely, man. The streets is definitely dead. There ain't really no more money out there in the streets anyway. You gotta have all the heads on the phone and shit. You know what I'm saying? So there's no money out there like how it used to be. You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't that much money out there in the streets. It all depends. It all depends. I'm not in niggas' business. It don't want to be. That's you know what I mean? That's y'all be y'all. But it ain't like how the 90s was, man. It was a great fucking time back in the 90s, boy. I am going to hold you. It was a great time back in the 90s, man. And that's when it's not the, you know what I mean? But back in the 90s, it was like the thing to do to sell drugs. You know what I'm saying? You know, I didn't even have to. You know, it was always food in my house. You know what I'm saying? I had the Nintendo's carpet in my room. You know what I'm saying? My own TV, own room. Like, my mom, I didn't really need for nothing like that. Not really. I wanted, you know, my mom was trying to buy me all the fancy clothes and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But my house was always straight. No, nobody could say anything bad about my house. Anybody, my house looked better than my apartment. My mom's apartment looked better than the majority of cribs that I went to living out there in Marlboro. Nobody could ever talk about my crib. We had, you heard? Believe me, thank you, Mom, for being one of the parents that took care of the home. Made sure your kids didn't have to starve. We had our days and we had our days, but it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't. So, but it was just that influence outside, seeing motherfuckers hustling and all that shit. You know what I mean? All the females and shit, and niggas wearing Fila and shit, Fila mom and all that. I'm like, nigga, I want the Fila too. I mean, my mom brought me the LA gear with the lights. I went outside with the LA gears with the lights. It was over. Nah, man, we ain't doing that. LA gears with the lights? Nah, son. My mom slapped the shit out of me too. She paid all that money for them shits, and I don't want to wear that shit. Yeah, my mom was no fucking joke. But I had to go out there and get it on my own, man. But any motherfucker who, let's go to crazy ass Charleston White.
Jay Prince made it go away.
Here we go. I'm pretty sure y'all seen this shit already. I already know some of y'all seen this, but this is him responding to his show getting shut down and all that shit.
Jay Prince Jr. got caught with a gun in jail. Asked the FBI to look at the motherfucking pussies, nigga. I see why Rap-A-Lot and the rest of these niggas run around this motherfucker. Man, Houston police, y'all some pussies. Nigga, Rap-A-Lot got y'all scared. I'm thinking Dallas, bitch ass nigga. I'm telling you, I got shit for everybody, nigga. I can go to war with the police if I want to. I can go to war with the motherfucking police and shit I got, nigga. I'm not. I got enough shit to go to war with the police. I'm talking about it and hold their ass off. I'm not bullshitting. So I'm telling Houston Police Department, y'all got pussies. I keep telling y'all, nigga, I don't give a fuck about the police. I don't give a fuck about guns. Nigga, I'm a nigga, an ignorant motherfucking nigga, and they say I'm homicidal and I'm suicidal by ideation and preparation. Jane Prince, I wish you and Rap-A-Lot repping food, nigga. I don't give a fuck about no entertainment niggas, nigga. I don't give a fuck about no government official. I'm an ignorant motherfucking nigga talking to ignorant niggas. Harris Police, Houston Police Department. I see y'all scared of Rap-A-Lot. I see why that boy got killed out there. I see why they able to do the things that they do out there in Houston. The police got pussy. I'm starting to think they on the payroll of James Prince and Rap-A-Lot Records. I think that's what's happening down there. We said, okay, we scheduled for a long motherfucking time. He's been in this game for a long time. This year been scheduled for a long, long time, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So I said, yeah, Miss Petty, I come. I brought all my guns, too. I ain't scared of no bitch-ass James Prince or his punk-ass son. I'm no motherfucking gangbanger. And I ain't scared of the police, nigga. I done went to war with the police before. So I ain't scared of nothing, nigga. Not even dying. So, yeah, I'm coming, Miss Pal. So this was scheduled months ago. Months ago. You hear me? So goddamn it, Miss Papp say, hey, I gotta go downtown. They say they don't want you to come. Who don't want me to come? Houston Police. Man, fuck the Houston Police Department. They can suck my dick. Bitch ass nigga, they scared. I'm war motherfucking ready. For whoever, nigga. Say whoever. I'm war motherfucking ready, man. I'm war motherfucking ready for whoever. War motherfucking ready for whoever. Whoever, nigga, ignorant a motherfucker, and I ain't a coward to death, nigga. Fucking government, many goddamn balls I got. Man, nigga, please. Nigga, please. A bad motherfucker, right? Nigga, please. I ain't scared of a motherfucking thing. And I damn sure I ain't going to scared to go to war. I've been practicing for this shit in my mind. Psychologically about to go crazy ready for this motherfucking war to jump out.
He is something up, but I'll say this though on some G shit. I feel him. However, let's really be honest. It doesn't matter who got the biggest gun or how many clips or how many round drums you have. It's about who draw first, who got the drop first. Do you understand? That's what matters. I got something real nice, and that shit, bop, pow, pow, boom, boom. Some real nice shit. Pretty, too. Big boy. It doesn't matter, though. It's who does it. You understand? I hope you understand what I'm saying. So, he have to be ready at all times. He's going to have to be ready at all times for the simple fact of what's transpiring, who he's going up against and other people and who he's talking about and so forth and so on. So you got to be on point. You know what I mean? And you got to be quick on the motherfucking draw. And you got to make sure that you ain't slipping. If you want to get right and drink, get high, whatever you do, you got to make sure you done did everything for that day. And wherever you staying at that night, make sure everything is secure, the windows locked, and you got, you know what I mean? You got your shit where you need to be, and da-da-da-da-da, and go ahead and get right. But, yeah, he got all them guns, man. Shit bigger than his. I'm like, oh, God damn. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, if it was to be that way, Jay Prince is going to have some... I'm pretty sure I don't know. Only thing I can say is I will think allegedly that if all the stuff they saying about Jay Prince or whoever it may be, it's not like Jay Prince is going to be the one that pull up on you, brother. The motherfucker got minions, so you don't know who may be the one. It could be the one that books your motherfucking show. Be careful. Some people are just so intricately strategic. Can book your own show. Have you speak to me? Nah, 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 nah. And somebody gets to sneak up in that motherfucker with a gun. Better be very careful. Very careful. Because that motherfucking appointment that you made, he just did some shit in I didn't even know, in Jersey on a boat ride. They could have just shot you through your ass in the water and never be seen again. I don't know. But hey, whatever floats your goddamn boat. I play it again. You know, we're going to look at some more, but he's funny. I'm going to play it one more time.
Fucking pussies, nigga. I see why Rap-A-Lot and the rest of these niggas run around this motherfucker.
Man, Houston police, y'all some pussies. Nigga, rap while I got y'all scared. I'm thinking Dallas, bitch ass nigga. I'm telling you, I got shit for everybody, nigga. I can go to war with the police if I want to. I can go to war with the motherfucking police and what shit I got, nigga. I'm not I got enough shit to go to war with the police. I'm talking about it and hold their ass off. I'm not bullshitting. So I'm telling Houston Police Department, y'all got pussy. I keep telling y'all, nigga, I don't give a fuck about the police. I don't give a fuck about the nigga. I'm a nigga, an ignorant motherfucking nigga, and they say I'm homicidal and I'm suicidal by ideation and preparation. Jane Prince, I wish you and Rap a Lot Records would, nigga. I don't give a fuck about no entertainment niggas, nigga. I don't give a fuck about no government official. I'm an ignorant motherfucking nigga talking to ignorant niggas. Harris Police, Houston Police Department. I see y'all scared of Rap a Lot. I see why that boy got killed out there. I see why they able to do the things that they do out there in Houston. The police got pussy. I'm starting to think they on the payroll of Jane Prince and Rap a Lot Rep. I think that's what's happening down there. We say, okay, we scared him for a long motherfucking time. We should have been scared him for a long time. This year been scared of for a long motherfucking time, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So I said, yeah, man, pay that gun. I bring all my guns, too. I ain't scared of no bitch-ass Jane Prince or his punk-ass son. I'm no motherfucking gangbanger. And I ain't scared of the police, nigga. I done went to war with the police before. So I ain't scared of nothing, nigga. Not even dying. So, yeah, I'm coming this pal. So this was scared of months ago. Months ago. You hear me? Months ago. So God damn it, Miss Papp say, hey, I got to go downtown. They say they don't want you to come. Who don't want me to come? Man, fuck the Houston Police Department. They can suck my dick. Bitch ass nigga, they scared of me. I'm warm motherfucking ready for whoever, nigga. Say whoever. I'm warm motherfucking ready, man. I'm warm motherfucking ready for whoever. Warm motherfucking ready for whoever. Whoever, nigga. Ignorant of a motherfucker, and I ain't a coward to death, nigga. Fucking government, many goddamn balls I got. Man, nigga, please, nigga, please. A bad motherfucker, right? Nigga, please. I ain't scared of a motherfucking thing, and I damn sure ain't going to scared to go to war. I've been practicing for this shit in my mind. Psychologically about to go crazy ready for this motherfucking water to jump out. Yeah, nah, I'm with the shit.
Man, I'm thinking like, nigga, where's the vest? You know what I'm saying? That's some shit around your neck, your chest, shit. Okay?
I am.
This nigga really a nutbag, though.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Shit, man, taking names, kicking ass, putting niggas in jail, ready to tell.
Yeah.
Turn around here taking all them goddamn boxing lessons. Box that bitch, nigga. Say, Blueface, I don't give a fuck about going overboard. How much overboard do you think they have went with drill music? You don't think they've gone overboard with drill music?
Oh,
So I don't give a fuck about going overboard. I'm fighting fire with fire. They kill, I kill. Except I kill for goodness and in the name of self-defense. I don't give a fuck about insulting their mothers. They kill people and make mothers cry. I don't kill people. I just hurt people's feelings. There's a big difference. They said smoke Tuka for years. DJ Academic, you've never gotten Tuka's mother on your platform, bro. So don't go to saying about, well, is he going overboard? Fuck going overboard, nigga. Well, they were smoking on Tuka for 10 years, and you never thought they was going overboard, act. Don't be a pussy with this shit now, nigga. If you'll rock with me and play like, nigga, don't be no pussy, act. Don't be no pussy, act. When you been promoting this shit, you never said nothing to Dirk or King Von about smoking Tuka going overboard, act. So don't give a fuck about going overboard, act. I don't give a fuck about dying, act.
I don't give a fuck about gang culture, right? I'm willing to kill them. These are demonic women with demonic polluted wounds. Mama Duck knew about FBG Duck murders. She told me herself. FBG, she knew about her other son killing niggas. She told me about some of the shootouts. That's a demonic woman. 10 kids, 5 dead. She's cursed. Everything about Chicago is cursed without God being involved. So I don't give a fuck about going overboard on a bunch of demons. DJ, I'm starting to think you're a demon. A demon sympathizer. A demon supporter. A demon encourager.
It ain't funny. He be making some sense, though. I won't. I can't hold you on that. He does be making some sense in a way. I don't like about certain things that he does, but he kind of made sense there. But see, he's willing to put himself on the front line like that. Hey, man, to each his own and Godspeed. And Godspeed. I didn't hear this one.
They want their women to be a freak. They don't want their woman to be a porn star. He going to get turned off by that shit.
Yeah.
He want a stranger to be that, not his woman.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, how can we compromise?
You can't, mama. When I tell all women, you focus on trying to be a better woman. I don't need you to compete with me sexually. I need you to know how to get me healed when I'm sick. I need you to know how to pray for me when I'm down. I need you to know how to speak life into me when I'm feeling hopeless.
Mm.
I need for you to encourage me when the job making it. I don't need you to be this that you think I need you to be.
Yes, Lord.
That's why he was saying it's difficult talking to you guys with all this
relief.
And that kind of makes it, this is a quick sidebar. If a female can't speak life into you when you down, if you're going through something, no words of encouragement. I mean, a rub on the head, the shoulders, and you know, everything going to be all right. That's good too. That's good too. However, but words can literally empower somebody. Do women really empower their men when you know they're going through something? Do y'all speak life into that man to make that nigga, like, just his whole body will rejuvenate to where ain't nothing can stop him? Sex is not always the answer. Sometimes that man need that woman. That's why you think Kimmett, they had the woman on the side. Like, the women wasn't beneath them or behind them or in front of them. They was right side by side. And why you see when they holding each other, the queen, she got her arm right around his waist. Like, speak life into that man. Don't beat him when he's down. Speak life into that man. Encourage. Words of wisdom. Nurturing. Man, I can tell you I didn't have that at one motherfucking point. On certain things. Look, I don't give a fuck who listening. Sometimes it will be that way. But is there women that speak life into a motherfucker? If you don't have one, she ain't got it in her. If she ain't got it in her, you damn sure ain't bring it out of her. I don't know, but that's a whole nother subject to where I don't feel like arguing tonight. And I hope y'all don't feel like arguing either if she's sitting right next to you or he's sitting right next to you. But let's continue, goddammit. Charleston White, you done started something.
And as he was saying, I'm bouncing my head, looking at her. And she was just staring. I said, man, some of the boys gonna put a thumb in my daughter's butt when he goes to sleep. Man, that bothered me all day long.
Hey, yo, yeah, speaking of some crazy shit like that, did anybody see the shit with Little Duval? Saying some shit about his, I don't know how true it is, about his daughter or some shit, like when she reached 10, once she get her first period, I'm going to dog out. Is those posts really true? Because that's some other shit. And he never really addressed it that. Kind of crazy. Let's see what date was that. 4 hours ago.
The niggas can suck my dick, nigga. I don't give a fuck about none of you bitch-ass niggas, nigga. It's Texas nigga on mine, nigga. I run this shit, nigga. Shut your bitch-ass up, Jay Prince. I'm still talking.
Oh, hold on. Don't forget, you said that he a perv. Don't forget that a lot of shit that was happening in Florida about somebody was on my show, a female from Florida was talking about how matter of fact, with this dude, with him, Charleston White, remember he was talking about how he raped the bitch and shit like that? The senator, remember that? And I remember a girl from Florida, and y'all was in the chat talking about how it is in Florida, how, you know, a lot of girls, they used to niggas, like, just taking their pussy and raping them and shit like that. Like, doing some crazy shit. Do y'all remember that shit? I remember it. So whatever's going on, like, going on in Florida, this unspoken rule or forgotten rule that in-house secret that no one speaks about how certain, not all, men, it is down there in motherfucking Florida, how they just be raping bitches, gang banging and just taking it like real shit. I heard it's true, but I never seen it. Yeah, I heard about that shit too. Women from Florida, is there any lady from Florida in here? Press one. Because a few in here said that shit is true. From Florida. Huh? Because if little Duval's going to say some shit like that about his daughter, you could imagine what he allegedly, you could imagine if he ever did anything to her. And again, I'm going to say allegedly because I don't know if that was true or not because he have not addressed it. Okay, so the ladies from Florida is not going to say nothing. I understand.
Shit, hoe-ass nigga. I made Jay Prince go snitch. I made Jay Prince go snitch on me. Bitch ass nigga, you talking on a murder investigation. James Prince, shut your bitch ass up and I'm talking to senior, nigga. I bet senior don't want to fight. I bet that bitch ass nigga don't, Jay Prince don't want to fight. He better shut his bitch ass up and his son better not say nothing. Michael Prince, James Prince Jr., you bitch ass nigga better not say nothing to me, hoe ass nigga.
Bitch ass nigga, I'm telling you, hoe ass nigga, I ride around ready to go to war with any one of you bitch ass niggas. Run your bitch ass up over here, nigga. I got a car full of goddamn guns ready to go to war with any one of you motherfucking niggas, nigga. Bitch ass nigga. I got over 50 motherfucking guns in there, bitch ass nigga. I go to war with any of you hoe ass nigga. Bulletproof vests and everything, nigga.
Talk your
Don't
shit.
Don't give a fuck about none of you niggas, nigga. Fuck you talking about this nigga nation, bitch ass nigga. Run up on me, James Prisma. I can go to war with the goddamn police for all this shit I got in here, nigga. Fuck is wrong with you niggas, nigga. I can go to war with the motherfucking police. Fuck is wrong with you, bitch ass. I don't give a fuck about nothing, nigga. Fuck you, bitch ass niggas, James Prince. Fuck my ties, nigga. And fuck Houston, nigga. Come go to war with a nigga ready for war. Come go to war. What a nigga ready for war. Come go to war, nigga. Jay Prince.
That nigga's something else, man. All those guns, that's what's up. But only one person can handle one gun at a time unless you Rambo. You know, not saying he ain't got nobody, but, I mean, got to be. I get it, and I ain't knocking it. However, you got to have that drop, bro. You got to be on point at all times. You got to make it to that trunk. Too, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm pretty sure he know that. I'm pretty sure he know that. Crazy.
The dirt ball broke into him. Lil Durk them got some money. King Von them got some money. But them niggas, them FBG Doug niggas.
All right, bamboo.
You niggas is bummy, scummy, brokey. Jokey. You're a fucking joke. You broke fuckers. You're so fucking broke and stupid.
Wait, that's what I said. He's driving around
with all. Look at King Von. Look at the rest of them. and look at the FBG duckies. The FBG duckies are the quacky quackies of Chicago.
I'm pretty sure that it's what you call it. He has a license for those guns. That shit won't. You can't get away with that shit in New York or nowhere in Jersey. And I think that it will only, I mean, like he said, he fucked with the police, so I'm pretty sure they probably not gonna stop him and see what else is in that goddamn trunk. They probably already know, or probably gave it to him. I don't know, but he's damn sure affiliated, goddamn it. You know? Oh, this nigga popped his shit right on out. Yeah, that'd be some shit waking up in the middle of the night. Walking to the bathroom and see that shit now. Okay.
I don't think they mob ties is mob ties. But they ain't got no mob to move nothing in America.
Oh yeah, I gotta go to his Instagram page real quick.
Italian mafia kid. They ain't got no construction contracts like the real mob.
We seen that before. Let's go to his Instagram real quick. Olan Soja. Olan Soja. Hold on. Rat Williams. That nigga something else, boy. Alright. Make sure y'all share that I'm on real quick. Y'all make sure y'all hit that like button if y'all haven't hit that like button. If y'all would like to show some love, donate to the platform, please show some love. Let's go to right here. I don't think it has any sound.
Oh, these, man. You ready, mijo?
Yeah, I like this one.
Already shot.
Oh, you already shot?
He said, you ready, mijo? Mijo. Shout out to the old guy that used to work with me in Walmart. He was on, he was doing maintenance with me. He always called me mijo. I think he was Dominican or something. Old chubby guy, but he was cool as hell. Hopefully he's still alive because he was kind of up there a little bit. Thank you.
be shooting these guns. I get everybody.
Yeah, Miho got a bad motherfucker. Yeah, Miho got a bad motherfucker. Say, between me and this nigga right here, we got about 100. Yeah, between me and him alone, look.
Yeah, yeah, I see that. I ain't gonna play the whole damn thing now. Shit. Let me see this. Oh, that was a few days back.
All the JoJo people, Keyvon people, I'm a known snitch, nigga. And you going to jail. And they let me carry my gun, too, nigga. I'm a known snitch, and they let me carry my guns. I'm a known snitch, and they let me carry my guns. I get to shoot, and call the cops. I get to shoot another, and call the cops.
Yo, what the fuck,
you
son?
You going to jail if you shoot me. And you will never get no more pussy. I'm gonna shoot you and help your baby and fuck your baby mama. Cause the bitch go be doing bad while you in the sound. I'm a known snitch and I'm untouchable. I don't give a fuck about nothing. I call the cops. I call the DEA and the ATF too. On gang members.
Yo, son, I can't listen to that whole thing, but that nigga, he's something else, bro. All right, one more, then we gonna
a fucking comedy show. Say, look out, Virginia, we on our way, baby. Virginia, we on our way. Y'all wake up early in the morning, nigga. They say the early bird gets the worm. They say the early bird gets the worm, nigga. And we went to Houston, nigga. Yeah, yeah, Jay Prince ain't that bad. We done realized he rapping niggas and he gangster niggas. They ain't that bad. Yeah, and we went to Houston and didn't nothing happen. Yeah, I wrote. And I went live going back on the way back from Houston, nigga. Yeah, I keep telling y'all Jay Prince ain't that bad. I keep telling y'all the OG whoopy blam, flimity flam and shit.
But see, we have to understand this too, y'all. And I think he knows that as well. If you going live and you telling them that you're in Houston, you really think somebody's going to kill you and shoot at you knowing what's going on is going to tie right back to him. So only thing I'm saying is to the people who is listening, organized chaos is real. I'm not saying what's going on between him and Jay Prince is not real. However, common sense should always kick in the minds of the people. Yes, you was there. Do you really expect Jay Prince to send some hitters to kill you? It don't make sense because it's only going to tie it right back to him. Even just say the district of whatever in Houston, the district attorney or whatever. Just say if they don't fuck with him. When that news becomes national news, widespread in America, some people in Washington is going to have to force their hand to figure out what happened. So just say if there was, just say if it, somebody did shoot him or kill somebody that was with Charleston White last night in Houston. Just say it was Charleston White. God forbid. I don't wish death on people like that. If it had to be where the White House or whoever, the president or whoever, or the DEA of Houston have to put pressure like listen, man, Jay Prince, listen, look, I know, but listen, you have to come in for questioning. We have to, you know what I mean? Or whatever. They know that, so it's almost like you baiting, knowing that person's not going to do it because who they going to look at for coming at you? It's Jay Prince. That y'all get me? So it don't make no sense. Okay, you're going to look like a Bob Mon now. Best way to hit somebody is when everything is calmed down, when nobody's no longer talking about it. You have to be patient with shit like that. You can't go off impulse. You have to really play chess, because this is where your temperament really comes to play. Your ego really comes to play. Are you going to play checkers and jump out the window? Or are you going to let a motherfucker just talk that talk? Oh, okay, gotcha. Uh-huh. I'll wait for the right time, brother. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to be real easy. I get where he's coming from, but however, I think he is well enough, intelligent enough to know that. So you gotta play dumb on the minds of the people who is actually paying attention to this shit. Some people can see right through this. I don't know about everybody else. I know I pretty much see through it, because there's no way that man is going to fucking hurt you knowing what's going on. It's not even a smart move. But I just wanted to say that.
Sam, these niggas ain't that bad. All you got to do is be willing to call the police on them, nigga. We'll call the police on Jay Prince too. Yeah, nigga, we'll put Jay Prince motherfucking ass in jail too, nigga. He ain't that bad. He gotta get a casket too. Yeah, yeah, he need a casket when it's time to leave Earth, so he ain't no Superman. Yeah. Say we killing rap a lot, fuck them in they pussies, nigga. We on our way to Virginia, nigga. Fuck mob ties, nigga. Ain't no mob ties, nigga. Yeah, ain't no mob ties. You nigga can't. Yeah, you niggas ain't no mob, nigga. Yeah. Say, Virginia, here we come, baby. Virginia, here we come, baby. We on our way. Shit, y'all already know what time it is, man. Y'all already know it's a one-man army. It's a one-man army. I'm punking the rappers. I'm punking the gangsters. Yeah, nigga, I'm punking everybody. The CEOs around, I'm punking everybody, nigga. I'm making all these niggas wear dresses and skirts, nigga.
All right, I'm kind of pretty done with that, but so salute to him and Godspeed. That's all I can say. All right, so we're going to go to a little bit more. Yo, I really think Gip from Goody Mob is really hating on Jay-Z. I think he got a lot of heat for New York. I don't know what it is, but we're going to talk about that another time, because I really want to get back to cooking. World out. Where I'm at with it. Oh, yeah, they making this a real thing here, to where as people get used to this stuff. See that?
I want to see how they interact with this. What is that? Ooh. What is that? Oh, it's out to you. Ooh. All right.
All right, they coming. Yeah, I played this on my show earlier, on my platform. What is this? Which one is this? Oh, yeah. I'll play that another time. Oh, yeah, let me play this. Look, this is how they target us, right? Look, this is how they think about us, real fast.
So, for us, about half my audience is black under the age of 40. Now, the reason is because we go after that audience, and we're talking to them in very street terms, if you will, very not big nomenclature vocabularies. You know, we just keep everything very tight and simple. So for us, about half my audience is black under the age of 40. Now, the reason is because we go after that audience, and we're talking to them in very street terms, if you will, very not big nomenclature vocabularies. You know, we just keep everything very tight and simple. So for us,
I'll leave that one there. But check this shit, right? Check this out.
There's always more. There's always more. There's always more. There's always more.
Because it's more than a beautiful name, but I'm on shit for my shorty. I don't know how it's gonna look to y'all. I think it look good. I'm gonna give y'all like a little walkthrough, like what I'm nervous too. What she'd be seeing if she was to walk in here.
I don't like no mind games. By the time you make your mind up, it's a bit of time go. Hey, you gon' have to climb the clock.
I just don't see how the fuck you can sit on my face and text other niggas in front of me after everything I done did for you.
Woo, she said, because I fuck with them more than I fuck with you. Now, I mean, now listening to how he talk, I just really started to peep it right now. I mean, maybe he's not a, he don't sound like he has an alpha bone in his body. However, she went through all that. If you saying you fuck with them more than you fuck with the dude, then what was the point of going out? Fine. Out of the country and doing all that just for pictures to put on your Instagram. Some motherfuckers ain't shit. I'm pretty sure y'all seen one of the videos. Somebody brought their daughter or their girl. A car, some shit she didn't want it, and somebody brought their wife a 2019, 2020 something BMW, and she didn't want it. Like, some of y'all bitches need to stop. Some women be wanting this kind of man, this and the third, but walk right past the motherfucker who actually got a job or who's actually doing something, a good guy. Y'all want that? Y'all want Tyrone, the nigga with the cornrows, star earrings on his ears. They've been wearing for like 6 years. The player, the one that stands in front of the building or in front of the corner store. Or that you know he running around doing whatever he doing, what he doing. The nigga that's fucking Shanquisha, Tawaka Tika, and Little Alize. You want them niggas. Nigga to slap you upside your head, kick, spit in your face, take your money, take your car while you at work, don't pick you up like Jody did that one time. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit y'all want. I don't know. I do some shit like that for a bitch. I'm waiting for myself in this situation because I know, look, if that ever was to happen, that bitch is going to have to find her way back home. Okay? I will leave that bitch right there. And I'm not playing. You ain't coming back with me. I won't even let you know. You'll wake up. You'll just see the fucking door halfway open. I don't know. That's it. Just find your way back. Yeah, if it's get on the mega bus or something, facts, but man, crazy. But let's continue because I'm about to get the fuck up out of here in a minute. And let's talk about Chris Brown for a second. Yeah, make sure y'all show some love to the platform, son. Thank you, Bamboos, for putting that link in there. I got your PayPal. Thank you, King. You already, man. But let me say this about this guy real quick. I think we kind of overlooked it, or I'll just speak on. For me, I looked over it when, you know, this is not the first time where he did this.
I had to end up vlogging tonight, innit? Because basically, we were supposed to go and see Chris Brown. Hey, my leg. We were supposed to go and see Chris Brown. We got there. There was thousands of girls lining up there. Like, thousands of girls. And they're not getting in. And we were supposed to be on the VIP guest list.
Some nice looking women, too. I know they you know, they're not African-American. They definitely tell us, but... Some nice looking women right there.
They said no black girls allowed.
Oh, usually handpicking these
no black girls allowed. No black girls allowed.
What is that? That is London, you are shaking my life.
Yeah?
Chris Brown. What was the Chris Brown, man?
Oh, no, Chris Brown. That's
Chris Brown.
He's
not Chris Brown. Chris Brown. What do you mean?
I mean, some beautiful chocolate things, man. I'm a chocolate guy. You know what I'm saying? I like light skin, too. But... I really like brown skin, you dig? However, I like black, period. No matter the shade anyway. But anyway, Chris Brown been like this for a long time. No black girls in his private session. I try to think, like, why is he like that? Because is it just mainly black women that's like throwing that shit that he did to Rihanna all up in the face, that now I want no more black bitches. Every time I look in the comments section, this black bitches talking about how I slapped and beat up Rihanna, this, that, and the third. Could it be that? I'd rather him come out and be honest about it. But however, that's just probably his preference. And then and it makes you think, like, this is a whole nother fucking subject, man. That some men, you know, I forgot about talking about the passport bros. Sometimes, you know, I've heard it. I have plenty of conversations, man. I'm not even going to hold you. I said it too. It shit making me want to just fuck with other, like, women that's not black American or black women, like black women. I said that almost recently. You know, going the shit that I be going through. Sometimes, I don't know, it didn't even have to just be black American girls, probably just black girls, period. But I don't want to cast that wide net. I don't know. But it's kind of hard dealing with black women. Not all, I said it before, I don't care if I rub anybody the wrong way. I'm not talking about you. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes it's this kind of hard. And it's hard dealing with black fucking men too. You know? It's fucked up that two people have to play a masculine role. Bitch, know when to wear the dress. Some black women don't know when to put the dress on. They have to have the constructions, the construction Timbs, the Carhartt jeans, Carhartt jacket, you know what I'm saying? With the gloves, got to have the do-rag. You know what I'm saying? All that. It's kind of crazy. See, that kind of subject will go way left. That's why I won't say all. I will never say all black women, because all black women ain't like that. Absolutely not. But I wouldn't do no shit like that. Like discriminate. Like, no black girls in my section. I would never do no shit like that. No, bring that. I mean, they got to look fine, though. I'm no busted, but I don't care what fuck where you from. What culture you from. What island, where continent you from. If you look good, bitch, come up in the section. Gotta look right, though. No busted looking bitches. No. So, but what he's doing, he really don't like black women, period. Don't like black women, period. And that's fucked up. That's really disrespectful with what he's doing. I don't condone that. It's fucked up. But he did make a point when he talked about, these fucking people, Blueface and Croissant, you talking about these people keep throwing stuff in my face when y'all watch these motherfuckers beat each other up every day. You know what I'm saying? I definitely felt them on that point, but by him just not fucking with black women like that, doing black women like that, I don't got no respect for that dude. I don't have respect for him now. He's still doing the same thing. I got to hit up the sister. Because they had
the
march.
What can be done? I mean, the governor, God bless, was saying, gee, I hope it all turns out okay. We need a little bit more than well wishes, Irv Brandt.
Yeah, Dakota, I love them too. They are fucking crazy,
son. United
States
cannot arrest.
Black women is fucking nutbags. If somebody looking so good, so many open their mouth, I'm like, damn, bitch.
States can only arrest on an
extradition warrant
issued out of U.S. District Court. And the only way for that to happen is the Mexican government has to submit an extradition request to the Office, the Department of Justice Office of International Affairs. Until they do that,
you just said the U.S. government has to do it. I thought the Mexican government would do it.
No. The Mexican government must submit an extradition request to the Department of Justice Office of International Affairs so an extradition warrant can be issued out of U.S. District Court.
Okay.
Until the Mexican government does that, the U.S. cannot do anything about
it. And it's got to be on a charge that we will extradite
under
on.
The treaty.
We're not obviously not recognizing femicide. It doesn't come under the treaty, so it's got to be homicide. The U.S. State Department number, if you want your voice to be heard, is 888-407-4747. Repeat, 888-407-4747. We want justice for Shanquella.
Rest in peace, Shanquella, man. I'm definitely going to hit up her sister, man, and see what's going on. They just did a march as well. I think that was 2 days ago or something like that. And I suppose I hit her up, but I totally forgot. But thank you, Funky Forever, for showing some love to the platform. Let's keep it pushing. Before I say the wrong shit, I don't want no motherfucking trouble tonight. And always remember this shit, too, when we talk about these Christians now. Y'all know in that good book, which I do respect, by the way. However, I done the knowledge on religion a long time ago, lads. A long time ago. And I know a lot of things, man. But here it is. It says, a good slave is a good Christian. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect in fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Okay? Thank you, Zakiya, on YouTube, for showing love again. Thank you, sweetie. Peter, chapter 2, verses 18. See that? This is something that they added in the book. I'm not going to get into that right now, but at some point, we need to have this discussion. This is fly.
Oh my God!
That shit is so dope. That's crazy. I'm trying to figure where that shit is at. That gotta be in London or some crazy shit. That shit is so fucking dope. Now, this the shit right here, bro. Let's see.
Woo! Number one clown for the last 5 years is Uncle Murder. You a clown, boy. You a clown. You take people, unfortunate disasters. You take people downward spirals in life. You take the things that people go through within that year. You sit there for that whole year because you ain't got nothing else to do. And you sit there, you take everything that person went through and you put it in a song every year. You ain't got nothing else better to do. That's clown shit, boy. You mentioned the dead. You mentioned victims. You mentioned everybody. You mentioned people, money, wives, children. You're disrespectful, and that's clown shit. You said my name, and I didn't say anything about it because I didn't want this to be about me. It's not about me. This is about everybody that feel like they don't have the voice to say something to you. I'm going to say something to you, and I stand on what I said, and I'm not worried about nothing that you possibly, let me come around here. I'm not worried about no backlash of nothing I say to you, boy. You a clown. I'm standing on this, 10 toes down. You was a clown. Find you something else to do. You want to make some money? Find you something else to do. Don't take
people's misfortune, people downside, the bad things that happen in people's lives, and make a song off it every year, you a clown, boy.
Well,
clown.
I'll just say this. Like 50 said, he just got himself in the next wrap-up. But that's not only what he do. He's definitely making a lot of money with 50 Cent all over the world. So Uncle Murda, I'm actually proud of Uncle Murda, to be honest. I'm actually proud of that guy. He came a long fucking way. And he put in a lot of motherfucking work. I'm not saying Trick Daddy, because we know Trick Daddy is he definitely bought it. However, Uncle Murda put a lot of work in them streets. Like, he really do what he talk about. Some of my youngins that I grew up with, well, that I watched, that I watched grow up in my hood, was in his videos. He came to my hood quite a few times. I know people who know him directly. He definitely put in a lot of work in them streets, homie. So he's definitely official tissue. And I mean, he gotta respect it though. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't scared to tell motherfuckers what it's about. I just hope this don't go anywhere, because I don't think both of them going back down. However, y'all both getting money. It is what it is. Make a song, nigga. Do a track. Cause he damn sure he gonna tear your ass up on the next wrap up. He probably gonna give you a full 5 minutes, and he's gonna roast you too. So, Eat a Booty Gang, nigga, you got something coming, nigga. So I don't know what y'all think. East New York, yeah, shout out to motherfucking East New York, man. Cypress Projects and all that shit, been out there quite a few times, man. So salute to Uncle Murda. So that being said, man, I don't think it's going to go anywhere, because he did respond, and basically he said the same thing, that he's going to be in the wrap-up. Oh, yeah, right here, too. Shit. Matter of fact, it is his shit. I'm bugging. I'm thinking of somebody else. He said, this shit got me rolling. Damn, all that nigga. All that. Damn, all that, my nigga. Trick Daddy mad at me because I called him a cokehead. He told the world he does this shit. So what the fuck? So I don't know, but Uncle Murda don't fucking care. So that's gonna be real funny. But I ain't gonna hold you. Uncle Murda got a lot of money, man. Thanks to 50. He came out dissing 50, like going at 50, real talk. But I'm glad those dudes, you know, 50 ain't stupid. He like niggas like him, but you know what I'm saying? And see the potential in dudes, man. So Uncle Murda came a long way, man. I got mad love for Uncle, man. Always loved his music. Always been a big fan. Even though I know my mindset, I know how to filter out the bullshit. You know, I like that ratchet shit too. I like that Uncle Murda. I like that type shit. However, we know how to filter through the shit. We know this shit has its place, but we know everybody that be here, we on the same same wavelength. So everything has its place. You know what I'm saying? But salute to Uncle Murda, man. Let's keep it pushing. I really don't like this clown, son. I don't like this nigga. Look at this fuck shit, man. All these fucking tethers, man. Y'all little fucking African Bambaataa niggas. Y'all niggas need to go back. Y'all niggas, look at that shit. I don't respect none of that. Dance, nigga, dance. Get your... I don't like niggas like that. I don't like them niggas. Fucking Bocce Boy, man. Look at that bugger. And the nigga got the fanny pack. And you come in here dance like us. Get the fuck out. I don't like these niggas. These niggas need to get shot. Fuck that. Shoot kill these niggas because they making us look like fucking coons, man. You coming over here with that coon shit. Kill them niggas. Nah, fuck that. These niggas need to get smoked. Get the fuck out of here, man, these clown-ass niggas, man. I don't like these niggas. Him and the rest of them little fuck niggas. Get the fuck out of here. Coming over here mimicking us and trying, like really, like they making a mockery. These niggas need to get shot or deported, man. Deport these niggas. Sean Paul, these niggas, deport them. Like, get these niggas out of here. I don't like him. None of them. Them niggas don't need to come here and do all this fuck shit. We don't rock like that. Black people don't do regular black, not even Jamaicans do fuck shit like that. Why y'all fuck niggas gotta come over here and do this shit? These niggas, no, I don't wish death, but they need to get killed. Fuck them niggas, man. Cause they ain't making themselves look bad. They know what they doing. They making a mockery of us. So that's how I'm taking it. Fuck them niggas. Like, for real, son. Fuck them clown ass niggas. They all just suck a dick and drown. Fuck that. Fuck them niggas. Fuck him and his whole fucking family. I love this guy right here. That dude was something else, man. I miss Michael Jackson, son. I really miss that. I really miss Michael Jackson, y'all. Really miss Michael Jackson. God bless her, man. She's definitely not the same, but God bless her, man. God bless Wendy, man. Wish the best for her. Look, and you could tell this nigga is not from here. He's a teller. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. But look at this Chi-Chi man. Look at that. He really think he's sexy. He too sexy for his shirt. He too sexy for his hat. All that shit. Get the fuck out of here. I'm just saying you will like that. Man, the nigga had the pictures throwing the roses and shit. Get your funky ass up out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Nah, man. Yeah, these motherfuckers is crazy.
What's wrong?
You dropped my mother.
Wig. I'm sorry,
was that a wig? Yes. What, in public?
That wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
That wasn't me.
Hey, you just blew my wig off.
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. You just blew my wig off.
That wasn't me.
Yes, the fuck was.
What are you talking about?
Yo.
What?
What the?
That wasn't me, that was him.
No, it wasn't. You would have blew my f*** off.
What are you talking about?
Man, you better look here. Let me get that.
Yo, what's going on? You're wasting my battery. You're wasting my battery.
I don't care.
What? How do I look?
Funny as hell. Funny as hell.
What's up? Hey, girl.
Yes.
That's a long fucking cigarette she got in her hand.
Fingers right there.
That's a Newport 300, son. That shit was funny. Motherfucker, though. Salute to Ice-T for getting his walk of fame on the goddamn thing. Here it is right here. Then this will be all. If this is it, if this is true, and that was from 2012. I didn't even peep the date until just now. He never addressed it. whenever my daughter period starts, that's when I'm going to be the first dude to dog her out. Justin Bieber possessed fan. Hey, Justin, could you please rape me and my daughter, then hit me with a bat if I get out of line? That was in 2010. Be real, fellas. If you fuck the girl and she has a daughter, that you seen grow up, would you fuck her when she grow up? When I say I spent all this money on you and you still bullshitting, what I'm really saying is rape. Florida shit. Shit that motherfuckers is used to. I'm not saying all, but those are the underlying hitting rumor. I swear if I take you to Philippe, you're telling me I can't legally rape you? Wow. Huh? What'd you say? I don't know how true this shit is. That ain't right, family. And we definitely want to have a conversation on that. We not going to just brush over this one today. Not this one. Not that. Man. Ladies, let me say this to y'all real quick. I know y'all seen this shit already. I know y'all seen this already. But this is so real, so gutter. Ladies, y'all should be on point with this. Shorty murked this nigga. I told you I was going to kill you. Now you want to beg for your life. Ooh, excuse me. Crazy. I can't play the rest because of YouTube. Can't play the rest because of YouTube. But, yeah, man. Yeah. I'm going to end with this one right here. This is really... No. All right. I'm going to do this, that, and end with that. Check it out.
Not as an expert, but as a concerned citizen.
One of the 400,000 people who marched in the streets of New York on Sunday.
And the billions of others around the world who want to solve our climate crisis.
As an actor, I pretend for a living. I play fictitious characters, often solving fictitious problems.
I believe that mankind has looked at climate change in that same way, as if it were fiction.
As if pretending that climate change wasn't real would somehow make it go away. But I think we all know better than that now.
Not as an expert.
It's getting real. Yes, she killed them. She killed them. She murked them like he died. You hear the shots? All that. She killed him right there. Right on the spot. Kill him right there. Popped him. Pow, pow, pow. Told you I was going to kill you. Please, I don't want to die today. I told you not to fucking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shorty, that was some real shit right there. That's some real shit. Fuck him. And then she was an undercover police. Yeah, man. So, yeah.
Hi, my name is Firza. I go by Lady Tears. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I am 5'9". My chest size is a 40. My weight.
Oh, I gotta go to this webinar. I gotta watch this webinar too. Yeah. Yep.
Balls gon' ring, coins gon' stop, clubbing all night, bottles gon' pop, step off in the spot, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck. I mean, the back, like, this part is all right, but I don't know what the fuck. She got two frog eyes on her fucking thighs. That shit look crazy, son.
Bitch, back up. I'm about to draw. Time to echo. I got a sauce in the voice.
You open a picture, and then you see a woman like you trying to shame a woman like me for being natural. Baby, I have three kids.
And I was just blessed this way. I'm sorry if y'all don't like it. I can't do nothing about it. I mean, if y'all know how to, I will definitely donate some to y'all. Because it's a lot. It's a lot.
But what is that on the side, though?
There ain't no need for that. How y'all get on this app and be body shaming people? Really?
Y'all know what you call that shit? Like when you get, they put the glass on your body and it sucks it up to that little knot and shit. What you call that shit? Y'all know what that shit is. Like she got one of those like with a bowl, like a big ass bowl. I hope y'all know what I'm saying. I'm a comedian, but I ain't that good. But that shit look crazy. That shit look like a tumor. It's like two tumors on the side. Like the ass and the back is all right. That ain't, you know what I mean? You kind of got it. It's, you know, it ain't that bad. But those two tumors on each side, that shit look crazy. That shit look crazy. Nah, nigga. Nah, that's a fucking mutant growing out of there, man. Anyway, that shit look crazy. But what's more crazy is when we talk about, I'm going to end it right here. When we talk about black economics, when we talking about trying to buy land, and when we talking about how people say we not lifting ourselves up or pulling ourselves up from our own bootstraps and stuff like that, we have to understand what situation that we was put in by this government and by these people, these juggernauts, these conglomerates, these people who have a lot of money, who buys properties, who does the redlining, who does all these things to keep us in a position that we are in. So when people talk about how black Americans and all y'all from anywhere y'all come from could kiss my motherfucking ass, when they say whatever that they say, you have to understand what they have done to us from the beginning once we stopped being slaves. After the Reconstruction, after Jim Crow, civil rights, and so on, they had the power for the economics. They created the jobs. They was able to stop our economics from growing at some point. And they knew that the land was power. And this is exactly what they did. When some people hear from black people, they don't pay it. They don't really let it sink in. They got to hear it from somebody white for them to understand. Even when they do understand, they were still making excuse and don't try to understand everything that black people fought and what we went through here. And how y'all have it so easily to get a fucking business right now. You could come here with one boot on your foot. Within a year, you could get a fucking business. Because they know you're not a threat. You're a tether. You're not a threat. You don't want your green card revoked. It's easy for y'all because they see you as a non-threat. Don't you ever get it twisted, y'all. But anyway, let's hear from the white guy.
I bought a house in a neighborhood that is predominantly black. I bought my house 7 years ago for $47.50 per square foot, which is pretty close to half of what it would cost to build a home the same size. So why was it so cheap? There was one land prospector that bought up properties. He bought up thousands of properties. He left these buildings abandoned and intentionally let them get run down so that the whole neighborhood looks terrible. That land prospector drove the housing prices into the ground because if he can own a large enough area, he can get the city to eminent domain it and pay him for those properties. That one land prospector owned most of the properties in this area, and the city eminent domained it. They paid him for those properties, and they tore down all of the houses, forced everybody else out. And I always hear people say, well, why can't black people take care of their neighborhoods? But what they don't know is that most of those properties all belong to the same white guy. I bought a house, and
it's all strategic on the motherfucking chessboard. You see those prototypes, those movies when they have those prototypes of the neighborhoods. They standing up and they looking at it on the drawing board. They got the same exact streets, the streets, the trees and all that. And they talking about what they're going to knock down right here, what they're going to buy up right here, what we're going to create right here within the next 10 years. We're going to start dilapidating this. We're going to make sure funds get drawn out of there. We're going to have white flight to as this area be dilapidated and you lose value and drive people out. It's plans that happens. It's not necessarily the people who live there. It's the people who already owns it to make sure it becomes that way. I don't care what nobody say. I don't even go. I'm a little bit passionate right now, but I'm gonna leave it there. Some people don't want to get it. Y'all just think because it was so easy for y'all. Y'all be all right, but thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. From all the black Americans here, I will say, we say to you, you're welcome, even though you will never say thank you. This has been a great night, a great live. Love y'all. Hit the like button before y'all bounce. I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Peace. I got to go to this damn webinar. Peace.
Okay.
You said you got DoorDash. DoorDash. If I order out, yeah, DoorDash. Uh-huh. You say you want me to order pizza?
Yeah.
Let me see. Sign before I slap you, son.
Come on. I can't go. Get in that kitchen. I can't breathe. Hold on. I only got 20 hours on here.
Yo, shut the fuck up while I slap you. I said shut up, man. Look, I'm only be able to get one pop.
That's it. That's what we need. That's all we need. I will cut the shoelace strings.
Do you think she gonna be special because she don't really react like that? Huh? I'm not even joking, but it's not funny either. Look, biatch, it's done. All right, so.
But you got regular pepperoni.
I got pepperoni. How you gonna ask me that knowing we always get pepperoni, big head?
But I know you always said you have a certain amount of money in pepperoni.
Nigga, it's always pepperoni.
Uh-oh.
I'm not getting plain nothing.
Thank you. You got the wings I told you about too?
What wings? I wasn't able to get no wings.
I'm joking. I gotta go pick it up, right?
What?
I'll have to go pick it up, right?
Ash, I'm gonna kill you. Some way, somehow, in this lifetime. It's coming to the house.
How long is that?
52 to 62 minutes.
Thank you,
sir. Oh, shit, man. Alright, now go ahead before I say the wrong thing now. And I'm my webinar about to come on at 7 o'clock, so jump on this motherfucker. Yo, why I fucked up my steak, son? But my shit was so soft. I ain't gonna hold it because like put water in it. I do it on the stove. I ain't doing it in the oven. So, I let it, get real soft. I mean, it was butter soft. But when I put I made some gravy and it came in here and sat on the fucking computer and fucking forgot.
Wow.
but it was kind of burnt. It was only like on the bottom, but it was still good. I ain't making no rice one. I said, man, fuck, I'm just gonna eat this shit like that. Bring your lunch from the back.
Yeah. What? Oh, the weather.
Look, I say that and the niggas can be up at 7:30.
Look, this little light of mine, huh?
Okay, this little light of mine, it's time to shine.
Said, give me 4 6. It was $1.50 a piece. He said, just get the whole box for $6.
Hell yeah, nigga. Inflation ain't no motherfucking jizzle.
Nah, they was talking about, you know, what's fucking inflation. They was talking about how Rihanna stayed on the stage. It was so disrespectful. It was a little distasteful for TMZ to say this. It was like, even though Rihanna wore a sleeping bag to the Super Bowl, first of all, that wasn't no fucking sleeping bag. That was a red puffer coat that was dedicated to Andre Leon, who was an African. You know who Andre Leon? He was born and raised in Durham, right down here. He went to Hillside High School. He was one of the most famous fucking designers out there.
I remember. $80, fam. She's a billionaire now. And counting.
But you just put money in these people. It's more of this better things that you could do with $80,000.
Yeah, she could give you 40 and give me 40.
Not even that. Like, you could do for the communities. There's a school. Aiden, you was there for four or five nights, and she had to be there before the shit started. And then she was there afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
School attendance. platforms for your own, for the person. I was wearing the fuck from. You know what she's from. But, you know, I like Rihanna. I don't have nothing bad to say about it, but that was kind of crazy. $85,000 Only goddamn starving kids in the world. You could have donated that shit to motherfucking Salvation Army or some out of stay in the Marriott in the penthouse. I'm sure they got one.
Crazy.
You know? So probably like 2 G's a night. It's too late no more, man.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Oh.
That was my, I'm a little
winded
now. That was my
rants for the night.
Yeah, that
was it. Well, go ahead. Let me get prepared for this webinar. But it says 55 minutes. So
how I'm going to know? Because I don't have an app.
Just keep your phone next to you.
You going for
me? Yes, I'm going to call you, ma'am. All
right, I got it right here. Just give your time,
cause
it's 6:25.
It's
6:07
Let me look at it again. It says 45:55. All right, so call me at 7:00.
Okay.
All righty.
All
right. Whatever. Bye.
Oh, yeah. But we'll figure it out. Here we go right here.
Impose on the He really said that impose on the He really...
First of all, this shit is whack as fuck. That's number one. That's number one. So this nigga got nerve. I kind of knew this was going to happen, but, yo, I'm live right now. I just went live. All right? So when I'm done, I'll hit you back. Yeah. And check this one out. And he will turn your back on you. The streets don't love nobody. That's why me, I don't care. I'm not going to go into the rent. That's why I understood pretty early what the streets is. It's a mentality and people. They give you fake love. They talk behind your back. And when they see you, it's all smiles. What's up? And love and fake hugs and da-da-da-da-da once you up the scene. You got something to say or whatever the case may be. Whatever it is. I learned that a while back, some years ago. You got to be very on point to your surroundings and how people treat you. And take it for what it is. People is going to show you who they are. You just have to understand that's who they fucking is. And run with it. So I learned a long time ago to stay away from people. I don't have the attitude to deal with people. Or I don't have the temperament. I don't have no kind of temperament for fuckery. I stay away. The streets don't love none of you motherfuckers. Only fuck with people that really show you genuine love. That really fucks with you. Even if y'all ain't speaking much, when y'all see each other, it's like y'all never left. You know who's who. Just be careful out there. I'm not going to talk no more about it. Your attitude or the ghetto, what it is. It could boost anything. You're nothing. It eat you up. Spit you out or just keep their fucking distance. The streets love no fucking body. Nobody. And then when you look at the streets, we talking about human beings. It's a mentality that makes the streets. Just like the projects is a project. It's not a building. It's the people who live there that make the projects or the ghetto what it is. It could be a community, but the mindset is needed to as is ghetto. So when you look at the people, yes, you may have known them for years. Yes, they may have been from the sandbox. Yes, you may be an associate with them. Y'all know of each other. Y'all grew up around the same neighborhood. The streets is a mentality, family. Not just the bricks. Not just the fucking outside, nigga. It's actually in the
Now listen up now. You calling her too much now. What you want? I'm just playing. What's up? What's up, baby?
You know Munch died.
Who?
Munch. From SVU.
From who?
SVU. Law and Order.
Oh, yeah. He's 78. Yeah.
Yeah, he died. They said his last words was fuck you, motherfucker.
Oh, wow. I didn't even read it, but I definitely see the word. That's what's up.
Him and Tom Sizemore, season one.
Uh-huh.
Tom Sizemore had a real bad brain went aneurysm. They said it's easy. Like, please don't turn it down over that. Turn it down. They say he's in a wait and see condition. They don't know what the fuck will happen. It was crazy. And I was sick here. And you ever see Devil in a Blue Dress?
Yeah.
So I was sitting here watching. You know Devil in a Blue Dress? He was the guy that Ezekiel went and met inside the club. The mysterious white man that had him looking for the lady in the blue dress.
Right.
Here's that watching. So,
right.
It's crazy, right? I'm sitting here watching this shit, and then I pulled it, went on commercial or some shit, and I pulled up the news on my phone, and then I see that, and not realizing that's who that was, because they say the star of Saving Private Ryan, Bane will say that movie, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's the same dude.
Right.
Yeah, so he might be on his way out. That's
right.
And that's all I
wanted. All right. Bye, bitch.
Bye. Oh, they talk about that Ohio thing and how they've got so many health concerns.
Told you.
Yeah. President Carter's on his way out, too. Bye.
Yeah, I heard. Bye.
Visuals, you smoke blunts with, nigga, that you say what up to. That probably spent the night in your crib at H Mom's food. That's what the streets are. It's the mentality. It's people. It's actually individuals you look in the eyes sometimes. And he will turn your back on you. The streets don't love nobody. That's why me, I don't care. I'm not going to go to the rent. That's why I understood pretty early what the streets is. It's a mentality and people. They give you fake love, they talk behind your back, and when they see you, it's all smiles. What's up? And love and fake hugs and da-da-da-da-da once you up the scene, you got something to say, or whatever the case may be. Whatever it is, I learned that a while back, some years ago. You got to be very on point to your surroundings and how people treat you. And take it for what it is. People is going to show you who they are. You just have to understand that's who they fucking is. And run with it. So I learned a long time ago to stay away from people. I don't have the attitude to deal with people. Or I don't have the temperament. I don't have no kind of temperament for fuckery. I stay away. The streets don't love none of you motherfuckers. Only fuck with people that really show you genuine love. That really fucks with you. Even if y'all ain't speaking much, when y'all see each other, it's like y'all never left. You know who's who. Just be careful out there. I'm not going to talk no more about it. Just understand, the streets is a mentality. And the streets love nobody. They only love you for what you can do. What you can give, how much they can get over on you, for what period of time. That's all I can tell you, nigga. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. And let me do this real quick, too. Let me try to open the phone line real quick. I don't know what y'all think. East New York. Yeah, shout out to motherfucking East New York, man. Cypress Projects and all that shit. Been out there quite a few times, man. So salute to Uncle Murder. So that being said, man, I don't think it's going to go anywhere because he did respond. And basically, he said the same thing that he's going to be in the wrap-up. Oh, yeah, right here, too. Matter of fact, it is his shit. I'm buzzing. I'm thinking that somebody else said. He said, this shit got me rolling. Damn, all that nigga. All that, damn, all that, my nigga. Trick Daddy mad at me because I called him a cokehead. He told the world he does this shit. So what the fuck? So I don't know, but be real talk. But I'm glad those dudes, you know, I know how to filter out the bullshit. You know, even though I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know what y'all think. East New York, yeah. Shout out to
make some money. Find you some of my people.
Well,
I want to clap.
But that's not only what he do. He's definitely making a lot of money with 50 Cent all over the world. So Uncle Murda, I'm actually proud of Uncle Murda. To be honest, I'm actually proud of that guy. He came a long fucking way. And he put in a lot of motherfucking work. I'm not saying Trick Daddy, because we know Trick Daddy, he definitely bought it. However, Uncle Murda put a lot of work in them streets. Like, he really do what he talk about. Some of my youngins that I grew up with, well, that I watched, that I watched grow up in my hood, was in his videos. He came to my hood quite a few times. I know people who know him directly. He's definitely putting a lot of work in the streets, homie. So he's definitely official tissue. And I mean, he gotta respect it though. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't scared to tell motherfuckers what it's about. I just hope this don't go anywhere. I don't think both of them going back down. However, y'all both getting money. It is what it is. Make a song, nigga. Do a track. Cause he damn sure he gonna tear your ass up on the next wrap up. He probably gonna give you a full 5 minutes. And he's gonna roast you too. So, eat a booty gang, nigga. You got something coming, nigga. So, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know what y'all think. East New York. Yeah, shout out to motherfucking East New York, man.
So I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I made $49,000 in the last 30 days copying and pasting. Look.
Eat a booty gang? Nigga, you got something coming, nigga. And the nigga got the fanny pack. And you come in here dance like us. Get the fuck out. I don't like these niggas. These niggas need to get shot. Fuck that. Shoot. Kill these niggas because they're making us look like fucking coons, man. You coming over here with that coon shit. Kill them niggas now. Fuck that. These niggas need to get smoked. Get the fuck out of here, man. These clown ass niggas, man. I don't like these niggas. Him and the rest of them little fuck niggas. Get the fuck out of here. Come over here mimicking us and trying to, like really, like they making a mockery. These niggas need to get shot or deported, man. Deport these niggas. Sean Paul, these niggas, deport them. Like, get these niggas out of here. I don't like him. None of them. Them niggas don't need to come here and do all this fuck shit. We don't rock like that. Black people don't do regular black, not even Jamaicans do fuck shit like that. Why y'all fuck niggas gotta come over here and do this shit? These niggas, no. I don't wish death, but they need to get killed. Fuck them niggas, man. Because they ain't making themselves look bad. They know what they doing. They making a mockery of us. To that's what I'm thinking. Fuck them niggas. For real, son. Fuck them clown ass niggas. They all just suck the dick and drown. Fuck that. Fuck the news. Fuck him and his whole fucking family. I love this guy right here. Something else, man. I miss Michael Jackson, son.
I really miss Michael Jackson.
He got to have the pistol for his shirt. He too sexy for his hat. All that shit. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, and the nigga got, he got to have the pistol and the roses and shit. Get your funky ass up out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Told you I was gonna kill you. We don't wanna die today. But that shit look crazy, son. And it sucks it up to that little knot and shit. What you call that shit? Y'all know what that shit is. Like, she got one of those like a bowl. Like a big ass bowl. I hope y'all know what I'm saying. I'm a comedian, but I ain't that good. But that shit look crazy. That shit like, it look like a tumor. There's like two tumors on the side. Like the ass and the back is all right. That ain't, it, you know what I mean? You kind of got it. But, you know, it ain't that bad. But those two tumors on each side, that shit look crazy. I'm going to end it right here. I'm going to bop them out with these juggernauts, these conglomerates, these people who have a lot of money, who buys properties, who does the redlining, who does all these things to keep us in a position that we are in. So when people talk about how Black Americans and all y'all from anywhere y'all come from could kiss my motherfucking ass, when they say whatever that they say, you have to understand what they have done to us from the beginning once we stopped being slaves after the Reconstruction, after Jim Crow, Civil Rights Assault, and so on. They had the power for the economics. They created the jobs. They were able to stop our economics from growing at some point. And they knew that the land was power. And this is exactly what they did. When some people hear from Black people, they don't pay it. They don't really let it sink in. They got to hear it from somebody white for them to understand. Even when they do understand, they were still making excuses and don't try to understand everything that Black people fought and what we went through here. And how y'all have it so easy to get a fucking business right now. You can come here with one boot on your foot. Within a year, you can get a fucking business. Because they know you're not a threat. You're a tether. You're not a threat. You don't want your green card revoked. It's easy for y'all because they see you as a non-threat. Don't you ever get it twisted, y'all. But anyway, let's hear from the white guy.
I bought a house in a neighborhood that is predominantly Black. I bought my house from
prototypes of moves. We have those prototypes of the neighborhoods.
I bought a house in
it's all strategic on the motherfucking chessboard. You see those prototypes of moves, we have those prototypes of the neighborhoods. They standing up and they looking at it on the drawing board. They got the same exact streets, the trees and all that. And they talking about what they're going to knock down right here, what they're going to buy up right here, what we're going to create right here within the next 10 years. We're going to start dilapidating this. We're going to make sure funds get drawn out of there. We're going to have white flight so as this area be dilapidated and you lose value. And to drive people out. It's plans that happen. It's not necessarily the people who live there. It's the people who already owned it to make sure it becomes that way. I don't care what nobody says. I don't even know. I'm a little bit passionate right now, but I'm going to leave it there. Some people don't want to get it. Y'all just think because it was so easy for y'all. Y'all be all right. But thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. From all the Black Americans here, I will say, we say to you, you're welcome, even though you would never say thank you. From the Black Americans here, I will say, that's right now, but I'm going to leave it there. Some people don't want to get it. Y'all just came because it was so easy for y'all. Y'all be all right. But thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. From all the black Americans here, I will say, we say to you, you're welcome, even though you will never say thank you. This has All right, what's going on, everybody? Wait for some of y'all to get ahead, man. Man, let me cut this music down. Shout out to Retro on the beat, man. All right. This dude right here had the nerve to put up a post. Well, somebody put up a post of an old post he put up on August 5th of 2021. Let me pull that up real quick. Over here. Peace to everybody that's coming in. What's going on? Happy Sunday and all that good stuff. Let me find it. Right here. That's kind of crazy. Yeah, you can't really trust people. Here we go. Please share that I'm on. I would gladly appreciate it. Peoples. So this is a post he put up. August 5th, 2021. I sat in jail. Days, nights, months, years. Getting on my outcome. Didn't call on God.
DJ Khaled is great at what he do, but I can turn around and look at the person that's the real artist, and that's T-Pain. T-Pain came through and really came through and really took that and took it to another level. Song after song, hit after hit, you know, wrote, produced, singing. I just fuck with them type of artists, bro. You know what I mean? I fuck with the ones that really do this shit. The ones that learn how to put together records because they were sitting beside somebody and they figured out, okay, this is how you put a record together. Okay. All right. Then the next thing is me just being friends with everybody. So they will rap on my music. Right? Okay. So the first time that I really got to popping was because I got a relationship with T-Pain and he gave me a hook. And after that hook, my career took off. But every time when you say you the best, and I'm like, the first record that you could say that you heard of him, every time, I don't matter, win, no matter what, that's T-Pain. Not you. So, I don't understand, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't understand. You know what I mean? It's like, shit, bro, I feel you. But damn, it's like, when they say you play your biggest records, I hear another nigga voice. So, did you produce a track?
Oh, yeah.
Did you write the hook? All right. Well, you producing like how a record company produced it. That's how pop people used to produce. They'll put a group in here, put something else, and then they'll bring somebody in here to put it all together. That's you. Okay. But don't be telling me you the best at what? Putting the record together. All right. You know? All right. Cool. You know what I mean? I ain't mad at none of that. If you the best and you the greatest, get out here and show me you can tour without any of them people rapping on your motherfucking record. That part. Can I buy